Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
My name is Alex. Can I speak to James?
That's me.
Okay, hi. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, quick question. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
95.
Okay, perfect. Now, first question. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50 and 50, or would you not vote?
I'll vote.
Okay, are you certain to vote or probably will vote?
I definitely will.
Okay, now... let's see here. You say you're 95, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
What was that question?
What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Oh, I guess Caucasian or white.
Caucasian, okay.
Yeah.
Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president of U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
I guess 8.
Eight, okay. Now, I'm going to read you, okay? Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first person, Sherrod Brown as senator. Do you approve or disapprove the job of this person?
Approve.
Approve, okay. You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Yeah, strongly.
How about Donald Trump as former president?
Trump? I'd hang him for treason.
I'm sorry?
I'd hang him for treason.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove his job?
Disapprove.
Okay. Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. How about Joe Biden as president?
Yeah. Before him, I guess.
Approve. I mean, Joe Biden, do you approve or disapprove his job?
Approve.
I'm sorry?
Approve.
Approve. Okay. Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And how about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Approve.
Somewhat disapprove? Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. Okay? After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the first person, Derek Marin.
Who?
Derek Marin?
not familiar.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of this person, or you never heard of?
Never heard of.
Okay, how about Republicans in Congress?
Don't know much about them either.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Trump?
Yes,
Donald Trump. For Congress?
I mean, do you have... what about Donald Trump? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of this person?
Unfavorable.
Impression. Okay, unfavorable. Is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very, very much.
Okay. How about Marcy Kaptur?
Favorable. Approval.
Favorable, okay. Is that very favorable or somewhat
very,
favorable?
Very.
Very, okay. How about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Favorable, okay. Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat, I guess.
How about Democrats in Congress?
Don't know much about them, but all of them?
I guess, because that's exactly what the question is. It just says Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
Favorable, is that somewhat, very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very, I guess, yeah.
And how about First Energy?
First Energy.
Yes.
Favorable.
Okay, is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Just somewhat.
Okay. Now, is the election for U.S. Congress, what held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrats.
Democrat, okay. Mm-hmm. Democrat or lean Democrat?
Democrat or what?
Democrat or lean Democrat?
Just plain Democrats, I guess.
Okay. If the election for president, what held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy, or Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. Democrat Joe Biden or lean Democrat Joe Biden?
Just Joe Biden, though.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown. Is that Democrat Sherrod Brown or lean Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Any Democrat, Sherrod Brown.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Nairn?
Marcy Kaptur.
Democrat Marcy Kaptur or lean Democrat
yep.
Marcy Kaptur?
Just Marcy
okay.
Kaptur.
Okay. Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Nairn, or would you say there's no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Nairn?
No.
No chance.
No chance.
Thank you. Now, we're almost done. We're almost at 70% of the survey. We're almost done. Now, Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur, and the statement says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I would vote for her. I don't know about anything else.
I'm sorry?
I would vote for Marcy.
You will? Is that what you're saying? I'm sorry? Okay.
Yeah.
So that will make you more likely to vote for her, no different, or?
More likely, I suppose.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements, okay, people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate, okay, if it makes you much less likely to vote for her, for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. The first statement says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sells extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs of lawmaster's office, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Will that statement make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or this is not true?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Next statement says, In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to got Social Security and Medicare, and will raise the retirement age. So that statement, will that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or this is not true?
No difference.
I'm sorry? No difference? Okay, the next statement says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill for Merritt's corruption. So that statement will make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or this is not true?
No difference.
No difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, the next statement says, Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill will protect you, both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by that. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. With this statement, would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or this is not
no,
true?
No difference. No difference.
No difference. Okay.
Okay. All done.
Almost done. almost. We're like at 80% now. Okay. Now let's say now the other statement says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more
no
likely,
difference.
Or this is not true? Okay. And the last statement says, as a landlord who has received over 100K dollars in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory leak-pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. With that statement, will that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or this is not true? Sorry?
I'm all finished. I don't know anymore. Okay.
We're almost done. We're like probably 5 minutes away.
No, I'm all done. Thanks.
Okay. Not a problem. No. We'll try to finish this some other day, okay?